you've been working very, very hard. You say you're very...
Industrious? I don't know.
No, if you're more, if you're tired.
Oh, if I'm tired, I'm worn out.
Okay. Any other words for extreme?
Pooped.
Okay. Bush?
Bush, yeah.
Dead?
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's all I can think of.
Exhausted?
Yeah, exhausted.
So the person has been quite well for a long time, and you find out that all of a sudden they have some disease, you might say, well, and just this morning he
looked fine.
But then he... Alright, would you say he got sick or he took sick?
That's how he got sick.
Okay. If a person was caught in the rain and came back in sneezing and coughing, just then he...
Caught a cold.
It affected his voice, then he said he
had laryngitis. Or got, yeah. He's hoarse.
And it does this...
coughing. He coughs.
Can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone?
Deaf.
What's a discharging sore on your body that comes to a head?
Pimple? Carbuncle?
Yeah.
A boil?
And what, when you open it, or when it opens, what's the stuff that comes out?
Pus.
Okay. When you have a blister, this is the liquid that comes out of that is?
Water, I guess we'd call it. Water.
If you're shot in a war, say you have a
wound.
Have you ever heard of this? It's a kind of skinless growth in a wound that doesn't heal properly. It has to be cut out.
No.
Have you ever heard of crowd flesh?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the kind of many people still use this? It's a brown liquid, comes in a little bottle and you put it on a cut.
Curacone.
Before that.
Methylate.
It's not a brand
name.
It gives an eye.
Oh, iodine?
Yeah. And how about the stuff that they used to give kind of from the
area? Quinine.
If a person died, what might you say? What's the euphemism that used to die?
Passed on. Went to his reward.
Any crude or humorous faces?
Kicked the bucket, mostly. Bought the farm.
Bought the farm?
Yeah, that's an old World War II expression, I understand.
Okay.
Went to the great whatever in the sky.
Depending on where you
go. Yeah.
And you might say, well, he died this morning, but I don't know what he
died of. Died of.
Ever heard, I don't know, he died from?
Or died from. Yeah, either way.
What do you call the place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
How about if it's very small and out in the country?
It'd be a graveyard.
How about if it were around church?
Church graveyard. Okay. Or sometimes churchyard, but mostly church graveyard.
The box that people are buried in?
Casket.
The ceremony at the burial?
Funeral.
Okay, if people are dressed in black, you say they are in?
Mourning.
And the man who prepares the body?
Mortician, undertaker.
Is there any difference in those two?
No, not really.
What's the vehicle that transports the body?
Purse.
And what do you call the building that we bury people above ground?
Oh, shit. It's a mausoleum. I get it.
Okay, probably
yeah.
Alright, if someone's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out alright. Don't
worry about it.
Okay. What's the disease of the joints called?
Arthritis.
Or? Do you have one that old people get?
What, you mean rheumatoid arthritis? I don't know.
I was about rheumatism.
Rheumatism?
What's a very severe sore throat that children used to get and die of until they got shots?
Strep throat? I don't know which.
It's a disease that you've heard of, but you might not know that's what it did. I didn't know.
Yeah.
If they choke in the night.
Oh, I didn't know that. Diphtheria.
You did not know that?
No.
I don't think anybody gets it anymore.
No.
Okay. Disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Jaundice. Yellow jaundice.
If you have your appendix taken out, you say you have a tachycardia.
Appendicitis.
Have you ever heard they're called cramp colic?
No.
If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up,
vomit, throw up, puke.
Okay. Any more cravings?
No, that's about all.
When a person vomited, you'd say he was sick?
To his stomach.
If a boy meets a girl at a dance or something and wants to go home with her, he might say, oh, may I?
Take you home.
All right. Anything else? Am I Carrie?
I guess so.